Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country. Waiting here for you.
Hi, this is Nashville record producer Kim Copeland. Welcome to In the Country, an Artist Insights exclusive production, bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Now here's the host of In the Country, Dave Woods.
And thank you for tuning in. I'm Dave Woods. Each week it is my pleasure to bring you an up close and personal interview with one of your favorite country stars. My guest tonight has a great acoustic sound. He is from Georgia, singer-songwriter Justin Chambers. Hey there, Justin. Let me just bring Justin on the line. Sorry, I didn't. There we go. Hey, Justin.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Rainy day here in Georgia.
Hey, sounds like a song.
Yeah, I know, right?
We got a bit of rain here, too, actually, in Ontario. And it's kind of chilly, getting into that fall weather.
Yeah, it's coming for sure.
Definitely. Now, Justin, I'm excited to have you on because what I love about your songs are they're all what you've got on your MySpace site. It's acoustic stuff, and I love hearing a song, just the guitar and the voice. There's just something special about just those two things. Now, can you tell us how you got your start with music?
It's probably like a lot of people you talk to, and especially in country music. I started singing in church, you know, and in the choir and being there as a part of that. And, you know, the whole time I was growing up and coming up, my mom always played the piano and as a singer-songwriter as well. And the older I got and the more I started tuning into that music, you know, for a while when you're younger, it just sounds like racket when you're trying to watch TV. But when you get a little older, you start tuning into that, and she had a big influence on me when I was coming up, and I'm really appreciative to have her there, because without her, I probably wouldn't have been introduced to music as much as I was. We had an old piano there we had set up in the kitchen, and she would sing and play all night sometimes, and yeah, that's really where I got started at.
So it was just right in your home, and just
we had a little home
lead.
Yeah, I did, and. That's mainly how I got my start.
Right. Yeah, and you were, as you mentioned, with country music, I mean, it's something that you sort of have to get to a certain point to appreciate it, especially the classic stuff, because, of course, it's all about hard lessons learned in life and some sad stuff, too. So to appreciate that, you've got to have lived a bit.
Right. And that's a great thing about country music. To me, it's more down to earth and on a personal level, you know, especially when you get someone that writes songs about real life, and that's what I try to do, and try to relate to people. You know, that's the biggest thing when you're writing a song for yourself, but you also want to write a song that people can relate to and then take from. So that's my big drive in writing songs, is writing something that someone can relate to. You know,
that's so important. You're right, because especially in country music, you want to make a difference. And I know one of the songs we're going to be playing shortly, and I'll have you tell the story then, is about a friend in Iraq, and it's a very great song and a lot of meaning behind it. But with your songwriting, Justin, can you tell us sort of the toughest part of your writing and the easiest part for you?
The toughest part of writing is having, and I'm sure you can definitely relate to this. You've been writing songs for quite some time now.
Yep.
The toughest part about writing a song is having all these ideas in your head, and all these thoughts, and putting them into an organized beat or organized sound. You know, where it comes out right. You can have one message in your head, but unless it comes out right there on paper, then it's totally different than what you had expected. And sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes you start out writing a song and thinking it's going to be one thing, and it turns into another. But the hardest hardest part about writing songs to me is getting it all together the way you want it. And I'm sure anybody that writes music can agree with me on that. You know.
Totally. Yep. Yeah, because you want to get your message. You want to sort of focus on one thing, as you said. You could have a bunch of ideas, but you need to get that one point across, build it up to the chorus, right, and not have too many things going on. You want to hit the listener with one thing.
Absolutely. And the easiest part to me is the exact opposite of that. Sometimes a song just comes, and you have to do literally no work to it. It just comes, and it's there. And within 10 minutes, sometimes you've got a full song written, and sometimes you rack your brain for years trying to get a song right. But the easiest part to me is when a song just comes to you.
Definitely. Yeah, that's
my favorite one.
Exactly. You're right. Some of them just seem to show up. You sit down, and like you said, 10, 20 minutes, you've got a song. And it's funny, I've read a lot of articles and talked to some people as well who talk about these huge songs that are big, you know, big hits, and yet they say they wrote them in 20, 30 minutes. And you would kind of think, oh, man, that must have taken them a while. But it's something about quick songs that I guess if the idea is there and the inspiration is there, it's going to happen.
Absolutely. And a lot of times you can talk yourself out of a good idea for a song and say, man, that doesn't sound right. Whenever you go back and listen to it a few days later, you're like, man, that was pretty good.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you got to put them aside sometimes and come back to them and see that they're still as strong. Now, your influences, I've read, and a lot of them are people that I look up to and you know, their music I bought over the years, like Keith Whitley, one of my favorites, Shenandoah, I love their music, Doug Stone,
right,
and of course the classic Conway Twitty. He's
right,
one of my all-time favorites. So maybe talk about a couple of those guys there and what they mean to you and how they've shaped your music.
You know, my most favorite musician of all time is Keith Whitley, and
wow,
he had such a young career when it comes to music. As far as when he hit his peak, you know, of course he tragically passed away. And to me, Keith Whitley's music is a lot like my style of music is totally different from his, but in a lot of ways it's the same, because to me Keith Whitley's music was so relatable on so many levels, and most of his songs were, you know, heartbreak songs, but they were songs that you can relate to. You know, I think anybody on the planet can relate to heartbreak or love or the loss of and family, and to me Keith Whitley's songs are all about all of those things, and the same goes with Conway and Doug Stone. You know, Doug Stone is, you know, from here in Georgia, and I always grew up listening to these guys. And their music just really spoke to me as I was growing. I remember listening to them at a young age, and music changed a lot between their time and our time now. But
yep,
that music I always stuck with, just because I love the music now. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that music never got old to me.
Yeah, so, yeah. I hear what you're saying. You can listen to it again and again and come back to it after not hearing it for a while. And
right,
they're just classic songs from all
right,
of those
absolutely
people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love Keith Whitley. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
Between an Old Memory and Me is my favorite.
Oh, which is written. Korea. I love that song. Travis Tritt recorded it as well afterwards. And Charlie Craig, who we've had on the show before a couple of times, big writer in Nashville with a lot of big songs,
right,
was a writer on that. But yeah, Between an Old Memory and Me, that it doesn't get much more heartfelt than that. That is just
right. Absolutely. Great stuff. Makes me want to go listen to it right now.
Definitely. We should play that later if we had time.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, I would love it. It's one of those songs you wish you would have written.
Definitely. For anybody out there, we'll tell them to go out and get that Keith Whitley album with Between an Old Memory and Me on it, or any Keith Whitley album.
Any Keith Whitley to me is good music. Any Keith Whitley is good music.
Do you have a favorite of – so would that be your favorite Keith Whitley, or do you have a different one?
Yeah, that's my favorite. I like them all. But, you know,
yeah,
I'm No Stranger to the Rain, like you said, and, you know, just the good stuff, Homecoming 63.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of songs, you know. There's so many, you know, and I've been listening to Keith Whitley for years, and I still stumble upon some stuff I've never heard. And like I said, as far as his musical peak came right before, you know, just a couple of years before his death, and
yeah,
and his music still lives on today. And to me, that's just so amazing, and that shows the power of good heartfelt songwriting.
That is so true. Yeah, that it lasts, and if it's heartfelt and from an honest place, it's going to carry on, like Hank Williams and Johnny Cash, all the greats.
Right.
Their music is, you know, it's around forever.
Right, absolutely.
So let's, Yeah, let's talk about some more great songwriting here, Justin, and your song, Bring Him Home Safe. We're going to play that in a few moments, and at the beginning of it, there's an introduction from you that's recorded, which adds to the whole story. So tell us the inspiration behind this song.
This song, I wrote my buddy Andrew. He's in the Army, and he was in the reserves for a couple of years, and I remember I would go over and see him sometimes, and we'd hang out, and we were always close friends in high school and even out of high school. And I always see him in Walmart. You know, I grew up in here in Toccoa, Georgia. It's a really small town, so I'd see him around here and there. So a few months passed, and I noticed I hadn't seen him in a while, and I ran into his wife at the time in Walmart. And I said, "Hey, where's Andrew? You know, I hadn't seen him in a while." And she said, "Oh, he's been in Iraq for 2 or 3 months." And I had no clue. And I felt so ashamed. And the old saying goes, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And man, I missed my buddy. I missed my buddy at that time, you know. And so I wrote this song. And I said that to say this: the whole reason it was recorded, through the power of MySpace, I got this fan named Charlie. He was in the Marine Corps in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And he had emailed me and said he'd been listening to my music and really liked it, and could he buy a CD? And I was like, no way. You're going to serve my country, you know. It really humbles you. So this song had never been recorded, so I went in there and did a quick recording, and I said a little message before, which you'll hear in just a second, and kind of explained the song. And that's kind of where it came from, you know. And I really appreciate our troops and everything they do. And this is one of those songs that just kind of, you know, just kind of came. And I woke up one morning and I was thinking about him over there. You know, I woke up from my nice warm bed and wondering what he was doing over there, you know. So, yeah, that's where this song came from.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin. And we'll hear it complete with your introduction. This is Justin Chambers, Bring Him Home Safe.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Justin Chambers. I decided to put this extra track on here just for y'all over in Iraq. It's the smallest token of appreciation I could think to do. I had a friend a few years ago that got sent to Iraq, and I didn't really know he was gone until I went to see him and he wasn't there. So keep your heads up. We're all praying for you over here, and I hope you like it. It's called Bring Him Home Safe.
We graduated together in the summer of 2002. Yeah, we were good friends, just me and you. We swore up and down we'd never lose contact. But I guess it's kind of hard to call and play ball when you're in Iraq. I didn't know you were leaving until you were gone. But buddy, I'll be praying until you make it home. I'll pray, Lord, bring him home safe. Well, I can't wait to see that silly smile on his face. And when he gets back, we're gonna start over again. Lord, he's my friend. So could you send one of my angels to watch over him? Looking back now, it all seems so clear. The last time we talked, you said to call, but I never did. If I could go back now, we'd hang out every day. But since I can't, all I can do is pray, and I'll pray. Lord, bring him home safe. I can't wait to see that silly smile on his face. And when he gets back, we're gonna start over again. Lord, he's my friend. So could you send one of my angels to watch over him? Lord, he's my friend. So could you send one of my angels to watch over him?
Georgia country artist Justin Chambers and Bring Him Home Safe here on In the Country. Great writing, Justin, and heartfelt writing, and your vocals too, just sounding great.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Now let's talk about some of the people who so far have had an impact on your music, and I know one of them is Robin Ball of Red Current Studios in Nashville. What has she done for you and your music?
Robin's just Robin, and she's so cool and calm, and she hosted this Writer's Night in Marietta called Round Robin's Writer's Night, and I had, you know, I'm going to be honest, March of this year was the first time I'd ever played out anywhere.
Wow.
It was the first time I'd ever played out anywhere, and she hosted this Writer's Night in Marietta, which is about an hour and 15 minutes down the road from here, and she contacted me on MySpace and asked, would I like to come out? And I said, sure, and I got down there, and I was just so amazed at the talent she had organized down there, and now that I've been to Nashville a couple of times and played the Writer's Night up there, it was a very Nashville oriented Writer's Night. It was, you know, the rounds of the three artists at a time and all original music, and I met her there, and I went back two or three times, and she invited me to come up and hang out with them and write a little music there at the studio, and kind of introduced me to a couple spots up there, a couple great spots in Nashville. And she's just really been awesome. And, you know, it took, you know, a step to go down there, and then she kind of pushed me a little bit to come up to Nashville. And, man, once you get up there, that's the place, you know. Nashville is the place. And you know you're not the best up there because everybody's so talented. But just for me, being amongst such friends, you know, it feels like a lot of friends up there. And all different kinds of music, all different backgrounds and lifestyles. And she introduced me to that, and, you know, I'm really thankful for that.
That's great. And, yeah, it's inspiring in Nashville for sure. And co-writing with her, do you find that, is that more challenging than writing by yourself, or is it easier to have somebody else to bounce ideas off of?
No, it's a lot easier in certain ways. You know, I wrote a song up there a couple months ago with her and Tori Bigelow's. You've had her on the show before. She's such an awesome young talent.
Yeah, she's great.
And, you know, we wrote a song together, and it was just amazing to me because I'd never written with anybody. It was just amazing to me. You take three people, three totally different backgrounds, and you can come together for one song that has the same meaning. And to me, that was awesome because, you know, you're writing a song, and a lot of times you get stuck. And you really don't know what to do and don't know what to say. And that's when someone else can pick in and throw their ideas in there. And it was a great experience.
And it's great to share that co-writing. You know, some people can write by themselves and do great, but you really share something with someone else or two other people. And when you start to see that song come alive, and then if it starts to go further than that and people respond, it's like you're kind of sharing that mutual experience.
Right. Absolutely, and that's a great thing about music. It's universal. You know, I may not like rap, and people that might like rap may not like country or heavy metal or anything, but music, when you break the words down, a lot of times they say a lot of the same things, you know, no matter what kind or what style of music, and I like all kinds of music.
That's so true. You're right. It's similar messages in just different kinds of ways of saying it, and of course there's got to be all kinds of different music, just like different food, and everybody's got different tastes, so kind of all works. Now, the other person I wanted to talk about as well, so we talked about Robin and Tori, Steve Miller, great guy from, Dark Horse Promotions. Tell us about Steve's impact in your musical life, in your life.
Oh, man, Steve Miller has been one of the most awesome people to ever have the opportunity to work with. And again, he contacted me through MySpace. They were doing the Summer Reunion Tour up in Nashville. It was actually during the CMA Fest weekend, and that alone will sell someone to go. So, yeah, he contacted me, and I went up there, and you think you're just going to go play, you know, a little gig, and when I get there, it's such a family atmosphere, and, you know, you hear people, if you ever hear any Dark Horse artists talk about the Dark Horse family, they're not kidding, because it really feels like a tight-knit family there, and Steve has really, he's been there. You know, if I've ever needed anything, any kind of promotion or, you know, my new bio, he had a big hand in. And I think Steve's thing is really going to go far because it's unadulterated. You know, he doesn't have any kind of he's never asked me for anything.
Right.
Well, you know, that alone sets him apart from a lot of people. So I think he's amazing, and the dark horse family is gonna go places, because there's nothing like networking with other musicians. And when I can sit there and chat with someone that's from Portland, Oregon, and have the same common bond there with Dark Horse, it's a great thing.
Definitely, and Steve Miller and Dark Horse are on MySpace. People can check it out. It's amazing the support he gives the artists, and just the amount of talented artists who are involved with him, the Dark Horse family, and that the music he's bringing forth is just great. So I would encourage people out there to check Steve Miller and Dark Horse out.
For sure, for sure. And there's something there for everyone.
Yeah.
And he he's not a respected person. You know, it's all kinds of different music from all kinds of different backgrounds, but it's just one positive message.
Yeah.
And you can really feel that once you go on there and start checking this stuff out.
Totally, yeah, that's a good word for it. Very positive indeed. Now, before we get to the next song, Justin, I know that you've got some family and friends listening to the show tonight, which is great. You got any shout-outs you want to do?
Yeah, my mom, I spoke with her earlier. My mom and dad, I know they're going to be listening here. And, I've got anybody out there, anybody that's listening, thank you for listening. It's a great opportunity. My first interview with anybody, and I'm wondering why anybody would want to listen. But if you're listening, thank you.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure, yeah. When I first started hearing your songs, I really enjoyed them. And, of course, the first one we heard earlier is just, I mean, you can hear your great country voice and writing in it. Now we're going to go to another song, another great song of yours called Take Me As I Am. So tell us a bit about this, Justin, before I spin it for our listeners.
All right, Take Me As I Am was kind of one of your points in life where you're kind of fed up with everything. You're kind of fed up, and it's a good positive song, but it was written at a time where you put on a smiley face a lot of times and you go on, and then it's a great thing about music. You know, you can let it out in music. And Take Me As I Am was just kind of I'm pretty laid back, and some people say, man, I don't know what you're thinking. And I'm like, just ask. I'm an open book here. But Take Me As I Am was written in kind of that attitude, you know. Take Me As I Am. It speaks for itself.
So it sounds like this one came pretty quickly?
Yeah, this one did. This one did as well. This was this song and the previous song we played, "Bring 'Em Home Safe." Both of these songs came very quickly,
wow.
And it wasn't one of those things I had to sit down and mess with for a long period of time.
That sounds good. This is Justin Chambers and "Take Me As I Am."
let them sit and ponder, hoping that one day they'll realize there's no such thing as an ordinary joke. Forget what you've seen on them TV shows and do the best you can to take me as I am. Whoa. 'Cause there's no such thing as an ordinary joke. Forget what you've seen on them TV shows. Do the best you can to take me. Come on and take me as I am. Oh. Wear a trucker's hat down below my eyes. I fall some more than most, but I've been baptized. Stay out way too late on Friday night.
It's Justin Chambers, Take Me As I Am, here on In the Country, and we're speaking with Justin. Now, is there any advice, great song by the way, is there any advice you have for somebody around your age starting out in music, something that you can pass on to them?
Yeah, the biggest advice I can have is keep with it. Number one, and number two, network, because the first few songs I started writing, they were different messages, but they all sounded a lot alike. So the more I got out, the more I started to play with different people, pick up from their styles a bit. That's where you draw your own style out. It's not copying anyone. That's where you draw your own style out of. So my biggest advice is network, get around other good musicians who have positive attitudes and aren't looking for anything else but to make good music, and stick with it. Music is a thing you have to persevere through, and just stay with it.
Great advice, Justin. Now, for those listening, the new fans that you've won over, where could they find you on MySpace? Can you pass on your site?
Yeah, you can find me at myspace.com/JustinChambersMusic, and you can go on there and I don't think Bring Him Home Safe is on there, but I know Take Me As I Am is.
Yep.
And a few other songs.
Yeah, you got some great selection of songs there that people can listen to. We got a few minutes left. I just wanted to ask you one last thing. If you could do a duet with anyone out there in the country world, a legend or somebody new on the scene, who would you like to do that with?
Oh, what a question. I would have to say Alison Krauss. She can make anybody sound good. So, yeah, that would be Alison Krauss. You can't get any better than that in my book. You can't get any better of a voice than Alison Krauss.
Beautiful voice. And the Shenandoah song she did, Somewhere in the Vicinity of the Heart, one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too, man.
Beautiful.
Those Shenandoah, Alison Krauss days, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, that was that still sticks with me. I love that one. Thanks, Justin. It's been great having you on the show and sharing your music. And all the best, and we'll be talking again soon.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Dave. Thanks.
Thanks. My guest today has been Georgia country artist Justin Chambers. I'm Dave Woods. In the Country is an Artist Insights exclusive production.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for